Not long ago, I had a conversation with a friend of mine about prayer, and we shared our experiences of prayer, and I shared with him one of the ways that I pray that has been a support for me from my early childhood. As a child, I did not know many prepared prayers, so I just imagined our Lord sitting with me and just talking. Simple enough, childlike as it was. But to this day, it's comfortable and it brings Jesus' presence. That's not to say that other forms of prayer are not effective, such as reading scripture or praying the rosary, or reciting prayers from a prayer book, or meditating on a spiritual theme, or reading about the saints, asking for their assistance in a particular request, or attending holy hours before the Blessed Sacrament, which is the summit of all prayer. Sitting and talking with the Lord is a personal, intimate, and spiritual way to bring the Lord into your presence. Reminds me of a story about a priest visiting a friend who was in hospice care. And the priest sat in the chair next to his friend's bed. And when the priest left, he told his friends to just imagine Jesus sitting in the empty chair and talking to him. And when the priest returned the next day, he was told the man had died overnight. And the nurse remarked that it was strange. When they found him, his head was not resting on his pillow, but was slumped over the chair. In Luke's gospel, we encounter two versions of being attentive to Jesus. Both Mary and Martha were good friends of Jesus, and both were intent on serving Jesus. However, each went about their service in a completely different way. Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet in conversation, listening to Jesus' words. Martha chose to attend to Jesus by preparing the meal. Can you just imagine Jesus smiling and saying, "Martha, Martha," acknowledging her intent to serve him, but telling her, "You are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her." Don't that sound like us at times? We become so worried and concerned with the daily struggles of our life that we forget how to spend time with the one person that can relieve us of our concerns and bring peace in our hearts. Imagine Jesus sitting next to us in conversational prayer, sharing with him our concerns of our daily lives. Jesus tells Martha that one thing is important, and that is the awareness of Jesus' presence in our lives. And that comes from clearing our minds of daily distractions and focusing on Jesus' company. That does not imply that the practical necessities of life, such as eating and drinking, are not important. It's more that Martha, the older sister, wanted her guest to be taken care of. And in doing this, she was troubled over the preparations for dinner, which took time away from being present to the Lord. We learn from Martha and Mary that it's not only the necessities of life that's important, it's being present to each other. This biblical story has a lot to tell us about our busy lives and how we communicate with our Lord in prayer. We are all called to do good and serve others, But one of the good things we can do is to slow down our lives and hear Jesus speak to us, to be present to us, and to hear his words of comfort, peace, and everlasting life. And don't take for granted the time you have taken here this morning to be present to the Lord. Jesus is present bodily in the Eucharist. And like Mary, you have chosen the better part.